I think, where did he do that goddamn
thing? I was just a sloth, I think. Let me think now. Was I, is that true? Yes, McReady. In Saturday, I was a sloth. And
we're going to end up listening to the whole goddamn fatty all day show.
Easter Sunday. But y'all, I did do something, but I'm going to tell you about it.
Yes.
In the technology report.
In the technology report. Wait, here you go. So this will be Fatty's interpretation of our tech segment.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. Wow, technology. That was a long way to go. Here we go.
Technology. Buy it, build it, sink it, swim it, swim it, touch it, touch it, technology. Technology.
That was a long way to go.
Did he get
that.
A new mixer or something?
He's all like... of that, just so he was trying to replace. Listen to the whole goddamn fatty show just to get.
Wow. I mean, that might have been a really good segue, other than the fact that we had to, like, browse through your entire iTunes catalog.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're going to end up listening to the whole goddamn fatty show.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1222 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of October 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I, honest to goodness, I got nothing. I have got nothing. Lovely, Big Fatty. Hello, fixer-uppers. Big Fatty! What does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there from that Dubious Intentions. And y'all, that's that Adam Burns and Daniel Bieber. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty's new technology segment, and y'all, I am happy to report that there was several folks that took advantage of Big Fatty's genius. It is just a technological genius. It's just a genius. And y'all, they went in and they deleted that iPhone podcast little show app, and y'all, and the little shows are back where they want them to be, and y'all, it was lovely, just lovely that Big Fatty was able to step forward and be on the cutting edge of technology, the cutting edge. Oh dear, I gotta see. And so there you go. Y'all, I mentioned yesterday that I'm not going to ask for nominations or votes on the podcast awards. And y'all, but I think I'm the only one not asking for it. Y'all, it's just coming out of the woodwork everywhere you turn. Oh, y'all, it's a scam, y'all. I'm telling you, it's just a scam. But anyway, now that I've not asked for any nominations or votes, y'all, I'll probably win one of the damn things. But anyway, y'all, busy day in the coal mine today, y'all. I had several projects that I took care of in the coal mine, y'all, and I came home for my lunch, and y'all, I'd cooked me one of those steam in a bag broccoli and cheddar cheese sauce, and I had that and some rotisserie chicken, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, y'all, it was like opening a sewage treatment plant. Be ready, please. The broccoli just went through me like shit through a goose. Big Fatty, or like shit through a fatty. gas through a goose. And anyway, so y'all, it was Volga. It was just Volga in the coal mine on Tuesday afternoon. So anyway, yes, Big Fatty, please move forward. Y'all, I said I don't have a damn thing to tell you today. Old Veda was back in the coal mine today. Y'all got a request or e-letter from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. You know, he's down there in the future. Y'all, he said that I mentioned the other day that I went by the P.O. Box. But I forgot to mention what I found there. Y'all, I don't remember talking about that because, y'all, I don't remember going by the P.O. Box. Or if I did, there wasn't nothing in it. I got nothing to report there. But, y'all, what I am going to do, and I know that I can hear everybody clicking off now. Clicking off, Big Fatty. No, we're not going to listen to this. But y'all, I'm gonna spend the rest of the day unless I can natter up something more interesting. Big Fatty, don't count on it. Y'all, I'm gonna just take the time and read some of these sensei. Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm not gonna play the music in the background for the whole 20 minutes either, but y'all, I'm just gonna go over here and just start reading some of these. Number three fan of the BFO for 2012, that's Charles up there in the Massachusetts. No, he, are they in Massachusetts or the Vermont or somewhere like that? Charles, the gay cowboy, they live in New Hampshire. Y'all, he lives in Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He describes himself as a happily married middle-aged man. He is a listener. He's been listening to the BFO for about 3 years. And do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, your grandson told me how to do it. Well, y'all, that makes perfectly good sense. Yes. But actually he says that he exited the birth canal on December the 31st in 1962. Dear Gussie, y'all, somebody else has a birthday on December the 31st. Y'all, I think it's that Joey Bukkake. So how much bacon do you eat each month? Not enough, he says. Your favorite BFO episode? Well, it's impossible to choose. They're all just spectacular. Big Fatty is delirious. What's your favorite BFO segment? It's the Axe Big Fatty. He says, other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? And he says, no, what? No bodily noises? Big Fatty. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun or participated in a puppet show or called the voice letter number? Yes, no, and yes. So y'all, he has called the, no, he has not called the Big Freddy. He has not called the voice letter number. He has not mercifully visited the surface of the sun, but he has watched a puppet show. Big Freddy. Describe the last time you shot your pants. It was when he read the line about eliminating bodily noises. Big Freddy, thank you for calling. Well, Chuck, thank you so much for participating in the census. And Big Freddy's so sorry that it's taking him so long to get around to it. Y'all, that Brian up there in Danbury, you know, that's one of the Danburys up there in Danbury, y'all. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. How long have you been listening? Y'all, he's been listening since episode number one. Oh, dear, I gotta say, y'all, he only knows how to unsubscribe from other little shows. He was exited the birth canal in May of 1970. Y'all, he didn't tell us what day, though. How much bacon do you eat a month? 2 to 3 pigs worth. Big Fatty, he eats almost as much as you. What is your favorite BFO episode? Drunky episodes in a hotel room during a horror weekend, y'all. Got one of those coming up in February. So, but yes, Big Fatty, I had one too many at that one also. It says, what is your favorite BFO segment? It's hard to decide, but Jeremiah call-ins and cruise ship updates are some of his favorites. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? Oh, he left it blank. Didn't I assume that means that there's just too much for him to write down there, say yes, he has called the, voice letter number, but he needs to do that again. He never visited the, surface of the sun. Y'all, speaking of the surface of the sun, I will get back to that in just a second. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? No! And the last time you shat your pants, y'all, he was shopping at the Home Depot, and a fart turned into a shot. And he had to come home so he could change his underpants. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Y'all, speaking of vulgar, the surface of the sun, y'all, did you hear? Did you hear the latest? It was a throwdown. It was a verbal throwdown over there by the Von. Yo. Y'all, all I gotta say is don't piss her off. Don't piss her off. Don't piss on her either. But anyway, y'all, our next census is from that Amy Coles. You know, Amy was supposed to come to Pride 48, and she had to cancel there at the last minute. But y'all, she lives in northern Mexico, Arizona. She's a lurker, y'all. She's kind of de-lurked. Amy, you need to call the BFO again so you're not a lurker. She's been listening to the BFO for 2.5 years. She knows how to unsubscribe, but only from other little shows. Y'all, she exited the birth canal on March the 19th. She's a lady. She did not put the year of exiting. Y'all, that is also the Hatterina's birthday. How much bacon do you eat a month? About a pound or so. That's not nearly enough. Favorite BFO episode? Any that involves farts that they make me giggle. Big Freddy, she giggles a lot in your office this afternoon after all that broccoli. Let's see. Favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Well, Amy, I think you need to call the BFO and leave Big Fatty an Axe Big Fatty question. Yes, Big Fatty. Other than bodily noises, what do you want to change? Nothing. Not even the bodily noises. Have you ever called the voice letter number? It says no, but y'all, I know Amy has called, and she better do it again. She's never visited the surface of the sun, but she has watched a puppet show. Big Fatty! Describe the last time you shat your pants. I've never fully shat, but I may have sharted a time or two. Big Fatty, we've all sharted a time or two just this week. So, anyway, y'all, our next one is from Ant. It is Ant. You know Ant. Ant. Y'all, if you're ever out in the San Francisco area, y'all, by the way, y'all, did you hear that? Mr. Mike Lawson has moved to the Bay Area. So nice they named it twice. Mr. Mike, who I don't think listens to the BFO, but you should meet up with Ant. He'll buy you a cocktail of 50. Ant lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He is a listener. Y'all, he's been listening since inception. Big Freddy, it's vulgar when they say that. He only knows how to unsubscribe from other little shows. Y'all, he exited the birth canal on April the 6th, 1966. Doesn't eat nearly enough bacon every month. His favorite episodes are the Drunky Cast. His favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. Well, y'all, I think Ant needs to call and leave another Axe Big Fatty also. Yes, Big Fatty! Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? Nothing at all. Y'all, that is the aforementioned broccoli, which made me gassy. Have you called the voice letter number? Yes! He has not visited the surface of the sun, but he has visited the edge of the sun. So, y'all, it must have been very close. Maybe Canoga Park. Yes, Big Freddy, that's close enough. And y'all, he has participated in a puppet show. Y'all, I had no idea that Ant was a puppet show participant. But we'll, with a reason to buy Ant a cocktail. And the last time you shat your pants, he says, well, what time is it? Y'all, he must shat his pants all the time. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you. So, anyway, y'all, our next sentence, Big Fatty, our next census, Big Fatty, you can't even, y'all, is from Yorkie. Yorkie lives way south of Arthur from Amerinds in the Antipodes. Y'all, I don't know what that is. Y'all, he lives down there in the very bottom of the world, y'all. Yorkie, I'm not sure if I'm aware of who you are. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Wait a minute, how long you been listening? For years and years and years. Yawn. Big Freddy. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Only if the condition is terminal. Big Freddy. When did you exit the birth canal? After the war? Which one? And y'all, how much bacon do you eat each month? Y'all, he's drawn a picture of how much he eats, and, it's times three. Your favorite BFO episode? I don't play favorites. I treat them all the same. The favorite BFO segment is the weekend. Oh, y'all, that's the, the weekend report, I guess. other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? He says, more horror. Have you ever called the voice letter number? No, but I will soon, y'all. And I think Yorkie needs to do this very soon, y'all. We need to know. Yes, Big Fatty, we need to know much more about Yorkie. He didn't even bother. Didn't even bother answering the question about visiting the surface of the sun. Y'all, have you ever participated in a puppet show? No, but it's on his bucket list. And the last time you shut your pants, it says it was a hot August climbing a trail out of the Grand Canyon. Oh, dear God. a quick slide off the trail left my undies behind a rock. Big Freddy! Emerged commando to the car park. That's Mexican food for you, Big Fatty. That may be the most interesting pants shat. No, y'all, there's all the pants shattings are interesting. That's all I gotta say. And Yorkie, thank you so much for participating. And by all means, you need to participate in a puppet show and call the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Dear Gussie, y'all, dear Gussie, y'all, I didn't think that was too bad. And y'all, I know there's some of you that are like, oh, Big Freddy, please, we've had enough of the census. But y'all, if people take the time to answer the BFO census, y'all, I feel like I need to share their embarrassing pants shedding stories with all the little listeners to the little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. I hope there's something good that comes out of it. I'll probably be going over to the Von's East, y'all. And I tell you what, old Biba, what are you planning on doing on your hump day, huh?
I'm gonna end up listening to the whole goddamn Fatty show.
Oh, well, that's a lovely way to start your humping.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.